Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I think this stuff works. I don't seem to have the highs and the lows. You know how sometimes you get real slow and low during the day? And I'm a type A guy, so I go a lot. And I'm more alert, and it seems like I don't seem to feel famished. And it's not very expensive. And the idea of having that freeze-dried or that nutrient in that capsule, and who's going to eat all those vegetables? You know, most of us don't eat right anyway. So whatever the science behind this, I think Balance of Nature is a great idea. And I'm going to probably stay with it until I drop.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Realize that mainstream media has sold you a box of rocks. It's time to tune into The Kate Daly Show, America's newest addiction. The show starts now.
Think about that song. Do you hear what I hear? It's psycho. Who wrote that?
Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy.
I think the shepherd boy's been in the field a little too long, don't you?
Hi there. Welcome. Little Tim Hawkins for you. Welcome. Your last hour on a Friday. We're heading into Christmas week, and I'll be on the air for the first 2 days of next week, and then I'm taking some vacation time. I cannot wait, to tell you the truth, because I need it. Welcome to the show, and excited to have you, because I'm excited for this hour and to talk with Joel Skousen, my friend Joel Skousen, who is, by the way, editor of World Affairs Brief, and you must absolutely email him and get a copy of the World Affairs Brief, because it's awesome, and you'll love it, by the way. Just wanted to mention political science by training and specializing in philosophy of law, constitutional theory, designer of high-security residences and retreats, strategic location, North American Guide to Safe Places. You know, the rate of people looking in to strategic location. There was even an article about it, Joel, that they said climbed 2,000% in the last month. I'll bet you believe that. Of course.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. Yeah. Strategic relocation is just flying off the shelves. We send out 3 boxes a day. It's number 4,000 on Amazon books. So for a nonfiction, serious book, it's very, very popular. I mean, there's a mass exodus from California, people leaving, and a lot of them are buying the book and finding out where's a better place to live.
Oh, it's so true. It's so true. We just don't want them to bring their politics with them. You know,
that's right.
It's truth. WorldAffairsBrief.com is the site you must go to, and you find out where he offers up, you know, his analysis of all the top stories every day. And it really is a fantastic site, World Affairs Brief. Joel, I cannot wait to hear from you, your take on the election, your take on what happens next. Because I know, you know, Monday night, you know, it was really funny to me how quick they were to give the Electoral College to Biden when all the votes are sealed. They don't know. But they went ahead and congratulated him and made sure that they kept putting this in the media over and over again to make us believe that he is the president-elect. But I cannot wait to hear what you have to say.
Well, that is the main topic of the World Affairs Brief, which just came out today, and your listeners can get a free sample copy of that brief by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. The top headline is, "The election is over, or is it?"
Right.
Question mark.
Yeah.
Well, the main topic that I analyzed from a constitutional perspective, which is one of my, you know, educational
Fortes.
Strong
sure.
points, is the role of the Electoral College in choosing, and we have a unique situation here, and it's happened a couple of times before in the United States. It happened, in 1886, and that led to the Electoral Counting Act of 1887, because they had multiple electors from the same state because of controversy over the validity of an election.
Right.
And unfortunately, this act does not end up clarifying things very much. It kind of muddies the water. But here's what we know so far. The Electoral College has one vote for every electoral vote that they have. And, you know, you've seen mm-hmm. that in the elections where certain states have 34 votes, some have five. And
mm-hmm.
So they get electors to send depending on who the people vote for. And some states do require that the electors vote for the actual candidate who wins the election. But in the swing states where this election is contested,
mm-hmm.
seven states have elected or chosen Biden electors and Trump electors, both. They haven't divided it. They've just had the same number of Biden electors as of Trump electors. Now, in every one of these cases, the governors, which are anti-Trump of mm-hmm. every one of these states,
mm-hmm.
have certified the Biden electors and have not certified the the Trump electors. Now, certain legislatures, about three of these states, have certified by the legislature the Trump electors. So this really muddies the water. Which electors are you going to believe? Well, the press, of course, believes the Biden electors, and that's mm-hmm. why they said he's already won. But in fact, when the ballots are open on January 6th, the Congress sits in joint session, both the Senate and the House, and they have to open the ballots, and they allow anyone to object to the vote state by state. And you cannot proceed with the count until each state objection is overcome. So they'll start in alphabetical order. They'll start with Arizona,
mm-hmm.
and there's going to be a contest there because Arizona is one of those states that has Trump electors as well as Biden electors. And the president has asked Senator Rand Paul to bring up the objections on these things to start the ball rolling. And then it has to be debated, and he's going to bring up the fact that there was fraud in the state of Arizona
mm-hmm.
and the significant fraud that Biden, we should not accept the Biden electors. And then the Senate and the House together will vote on that objection. Now, one of the key things about this election is the Georgia election, which will be finished on December the 5th, where these two senators, which were put into a runoff election because of vote fraud of the division
mm-hmm.
systems. If both of them win, the Republicans will have a two-vote majority in the Senate. If
mm-hmm.
they lose, there will be a 50-50 split in the Senate between Republicans and Democrats. And so Vice President Pence makes the decision. But I suspect, and of course the House is in charge of the Democrats are in charge of the House. They have the majority there. So the House will always vote against any of these objections
mm-hmm.
and vote to accept the Biden electors. The Senate is our only chance to block the Biden electors from being certified as the true electors of the president. Now, if the Senate votes to block and the House votes to accept, then you have a hung Congress. And if you have a hung Congress, and Vice President Pence, if you cannot resolve the objections,
mm-hmm.
Vice President Pence then can declare a hung Congress and ask for a vote on the issue, and that vote becomes not one vote per representative or senator, but one vote per delegation of the state. And so there's 25 votes I don't know exactly what the ratio is in the, I think it's 30 to 20
mm-hmm.
in terms of Democrats or Republicans outnumber the Democrats in terms of states that are where the governor is a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you had a vote straight up by delegation, the Trump side would win. But I suspect, Kate, that mm-hmm. there won't ever be a successful contest against these electors because I think Mitt Romney of mm-hmm. Utah will mm-hmm. vote against Trump, and I think it's very possible that Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, both Rhino Republicans,
yeah.
will vote with the Democrats not to delay the election and to not have any controversy and to install Biden.
Mm-hmm.
So if that happens on the first vote, this is going to be an exciting day to watch. If it happens on the first vote with Arizona, I think it'll follow that same way. Those same people will
mm-hmm.
cross the aisle and vote against Trump, and then it will be a done deal. So that's what's going to happen on January 6th.
You know, if you were the deep state and you were making a move here, wouldn't this just kind of fall into line that Trump would get it because of this so-called awful electoral college, and then they would have the reasoning, or they would think they had the reasoning behind it and the writing to end the electoral college? Because if the electoral college goes for Biden, their case of destroying it doesn't really have any weight, right? And so
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. But if it goes to Trump, you can bet they will work to destroy the Electoral College during the upcoming sessions with Biden.
Yep.
But, you know, the reason I don't think that any of the court cases are going to work now is we have an insider from the Supreme Court who said there was yelling and screaming going on for a half an hour when they were considering this Texas case, and John Roberts was threatening the conservatives, saying, we're going to have riots in the streets, and you're going to be responsible for these riots if you vote to take this case. And that's how it ended up. So it's not just based upon the legalities. He was using the excuse that the deep state fed him that there would be riots. And so that's what happened, and I don't think the Supreme Court's going to take any more cases on vote fraud.
I just played that clip in the last hour, by the way, of him describing that, because he said the whistleblower said there was yelling coming through the walls, and it wasn't about doing the right thing. It was, well, looking back at the Bush-Gore thing, they didn't have rioting, we do. And oh, he's going to call right back. I thought we might lose him, actually. He'll call right back. But that clip, it was very telling, because it was about Roberts saying, I'm not going to do the right thing. What I'm basically going to do is look at the whole situation and go from there. We're not going to entertain the Texas case, which it was a travesty. And I also, while Joel's calling back in, I wanted to mention Trump's Christmas message. If you haven't heard that, I did play it on today's show, but make sure that you go back and hear that. The whole thing was actually about Christ. It was really, really nice to hear, because in the Obama years, even they wouldn't mention Christ in any of their Christmas messages that they would send out. They're about 3 minutes long, and Trump's entire message was all about the birth of Christ and what Christ has done for mankind. It was really, really a neat thing to watch that, to watch a president talk about that so freely. I love that. And so when we come back, more on the World Affairs Brief, more with Joel Skousen too, but his take on this, I'm agreeing. Boy, I'll tell you what, we have a lot at stake that first week in January, and it is going to be a wild ride, the twists and turns that are coming. And joining in on that would be Ratcliffe, the director of national intelligence, basically coming out with his report that there was foreign interference. Could Biden be disqualified? Because there's a whole nother angle, not relying on the Electoral College, but could he be disqualified with foreign interference, if they can prove that, and if they actually have that report would state that. So I'll be right back, more with Joel Skousen when we return. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. Be right back.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I'll be so blue just thinking about you.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. I am joined today with Joel Skousen, and he is editor of World Affairs Brief. If you don't have that yet, he does an analysis, and you can get that in your inbox, special delivery. And what's nice about that, all you have to do is email him, editor@worldaffairsbrief, and he'll send you a copy of that. And really and truly, he puts a lot into this analysis every week. So make sure that you're jumping on there daily for the stories and his analysis, and then also that World Affairs Brief that everybody covets and loves. Joel Skousen joins me. And, you know, we were just talking about the elector the elector route, and there are so many people confused in the United States that the media does not call the election. And all my listeners, all of us know that that's not the case. And so it's kind of interesting to watch America as ignorant as most of America is in this and not understanding how the process is. But we were just talking about Ratcliffe off the air, and he's the director of National Intelligence. And we were just talking about this because of the fact that, does this present an avenue where Biden can be disqualified? Did you want to comment on that?
Well, first of all, talking about disqualification, Kamala Harris should be disqualified because she's not a natural-born citizen, according to the Constitution.
Right. You're right.
Neither of her parents were citizens, and even though she was a citizen by birthright citizen, which is not a legal thing, it's a constitutional interpretation, she doesn't qualify under that. So now Biden does qualify, but he doesn't qualify in terms of an honest election. Now, there has been an awful lot of talk in among the Trump supporters, and most of this is fed to them by the QAnon phenomenon, which is a deep state disinformation outfit, telling us that Trump, they've been telling us for 2 years that Trump has been locking up 35,000 deep state people and shipping them off to Guantanamo Bay. And that didn't come true in November of 2018. And so the latest one is that he's going to use the executive order on foreign election interference, where he declared an emergency, to round up everyone and send them to jail. Now, here's my answer to that. Who do you round up? We know that fraud occurred. We know we've got the statistical analysis. We can see where the votes were flipped. We can see how many hundreds of thousands of votes Trump had disappeared.
Yep.
And we don't need the Dominion voting system. The analysis has been done on Dominion, by the way, and the security cyber analysis that went through the Dominion said the logs have been removed from the data, which means that you can't trace when somebody entered into the system, when they flipped votes, when they did anything, because the logs have been removed. But we have the Edison data. The Edison data is the compilation of all the voting machines that come through Edison data, and they're the ones that present it to the New York Times, the Washington Post, and all the television networks. And we've got the Edison data, and it clearly shows thousands of votes in each state were flipped to Trump. Tens of thousands of votes were deleted for Trump. You see them come in on the data, and then they're not given to Trump as a tally.
Right.
And we see blocks of votes dumped into the Biden regime. So you can prove this is happening in vote fraud, but the Ratcliffe is saying that the intelligence community is telling him that there was foreign interference in election. And the intelligence community is telling him it's Russia, China, and Iran. Well, that's baloney. The Russia angle is just like the Russian interference in the election before. It's bogus. Iran has nothing to do with it, but they always stick Iran into the mix because they're trying to get rid of Iran. Military force in the Middle East that is fighting U.S.-backed terror and ISIS, which is U.S.-backed in the Middle East. So Ratcliffe and also Sidney Powell has been deceived by so-called intelligence insiders who have told Sidney Powell that they've got evidence that China and Iran interfered in the election. But it's not true. The point is, to interfere in a ballot election, you either have to have control of the computers where you can flip votes, which we had, but you also have to have people on the ground who will submit the ballots that you produce if you, let's say, China prints the ballots. And they have pictures of China printing ballots, or at least ballots being printed in China. We don't know who is printing them. But still, it doesn't matter if China's printing ballots. How do they insert them into the election machines? How do they get them read? You have to go through Democratic deep state operatives at each state to do that. And there's no indication that these Democratic operatives are under the influence of China. They're under the influence of the deep state. And so my belief, Kate, is that the reason the intelligence services, which all work for the deep state, are putting out this election interference nonsense is because it's used as a cover to keep the public from coming to the conclusion that the deep state, in combination with the Democratic Party, did this fraud.
Yeah.
They're trying to divert the public from pointing the finger at the deep state and the Democratic Party.
I can certainly see what you're saying, because they didn't say foreign interference, meaning dominion in all of its locations around the globe, like Canada. They didn't talk about Germany. They didn't talk about all these other places. Yeah, it's a fair assessment. I mean,
but let me point something out about the Dominion servers. Yes, mm-hmm. Dominion is a Canadian company.
Mm-hmm.
But look, the deep state operates around the world. Just because Dominion is in Canada doesn't mean that Canada as a government is interfering in election. It means that the deep state, which controls Dominion, is interfering. Just because Dominion has a server in Germany,
mm-hmm.
and I don't believe the story about U.S. military going into Germany and capturing that server, because if they did, they should have all the information published by now, and they aren't doing it. But in any case, just because they have a server in Cyprus or in Germany doesn't mean that Cyprus or Germany is interfering in the election. It means that the deep state has their fingers in other countries, and they print ballots in other countries so that they can't be traced easily mm-hmm. in the United States.
Mm, great point. Great point. I appreciate that. Okay. What's your gut check? What do you feel is going to happen?
Well, you know, there's a terrible lockdown fever going on among governments. And
mm-hmm.
I covered in the World Press Brief how Lopez Obrador, the president of Mexico, said, you know, this is a recipe for tyranny. Only tyrants like to lock down nations and the economy. Now, this mm-hmm. is a leftist.
Yeah.
Obrador's a leftist, and
surprising.
He is decrying this tyranny. And unfortunately, there are states in Mexico, like Sonora and other states, that are locking down. Just like in the United States, where Trump would not lock down the nation, you had states in Mexico locking it down. Germany's under a total lockdown until January 6th now, which is just obnoxious. And the Germans are really starting to rebel against this, shutting down Christmas. You know, the Christmas holiday market in Germany is a multi-billion dollar business. People come all across Europe to the Christkindmarkt in Germany, all over the German cities to buy things, and they're all shut down.
Right.
It's just destroying small business in Germany, and it's really sad.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. So what do you
now,
think?
The big thing that's coming up this next year, of course, is the vaccine mandates. And the vaccine closing down of the noose on people's freedom.
Mm-hmm.
There are going to be very few states. They've introduced bills in New York and Massachusetts to have a statewide mandate, but that's very, very difficult to enforce. I think that all the states are going to go to the phased-in approach, whereby they're going to twist arms of corporations and airlines and other supermarkets and things to require a vaccine to fly on an airplane. And, you know, Qantas has already discovered and said we're going to require that. That means that Australians will be locked into that island and will not be able to leave unless they get a vaccine, unless they can talk someone on a boat,
mm-hmm.
you know, to take them. And you can't go to New Zealand because New Zealand's going to have the same vaccine mandate. But it's just amazing to me how these countries lose their freedom so quickly when you don't have a constitutional background of a Bill of Rights
mm-hmm.
which secures those rights. You know, they lost their gun rights after one false flag attack in New Zealand.
Right.
And they've lost their gun rights in Australia now. And just really incredible.
Yeah, it is. It's hard to watch. So what do you think the deep state does?
There's a wave of propaganda, Kate, going on now about the vaccine. If you watch any of the major networks, every night on the news, they're showcasing the vaccine, and they always bring on people to try to debunk any of the issues
mm-hmm.
about vaccine safety, about the dangers of vaccines.
So true.
And you might hear the word safe and effective 15 times during a news show every single night on both
mm-hmm.
local news and national news. It's
yeah.
the biggest propaganda thing I have ever heard in my life. And the big question, which they never discuss, is if it's so safe and effective, why are these side effects? And even the mainstream news has had to cover the side effect of one person dying during the trials,
mm-hmm.
three people having apoplectic neurological shocks from allergies
mm-hmm.
from this, And yet it's so-called safe and effective. And if it's safe and effective, why do you have to have blanket immunity for all of the vaccine manufacturers?
Exactly. Exactly. For something that's 99.9%, your body can do just fine without it. And so
That's right.
It's kind
exactly.
of amazing. But the overload of we're here for your safety message, it almost reeks of desperation. It's so overused. But could that actually work against them? Because I see more and more people wanting to know what's in it and being a little more skeptical about it. Have you noticed that?
Yes. Well, fully 50% of the people in the United States are skeptical of vaccines. So the word is getting out, despite mm-hmm. the censorship on Google, Facebook, Twitter, etc. The word is getting out that vaccines do cause damage. And there's many medical doctors that have come out, including this, some various studies, double-blind studies, which have showed that unvaccinated children are much healthier than vaccinated children.
Yeah, yeah.
And a doctor in Oregon, as I covered in the World Affairs Brief, a doctor in Oregon just lost his license or had it suspended because he is keeping track and publishing the statistical results of health of his children in his pediatrics practice, that his children who don't take vaccines are much healthier than the others. And boy, they just can't tolerate that kind of truth coming out. They have to clamp down on it and sanction these doctors.
So true.
Very, very sad.
It's so true. I'm doing a video on the vaccine, on just the vaccine, and I'm hoping people will share that. It'll be up this weekend because it's scarier, I think, than people think it is. It's not medicine, and it's not a vaccine. It keeps getting called that, but it's not. Absolutely, 100% not a vaccine. This is it's an mRNA delivery system, which is totally different and new and hasn't been done. But I think if people ask this one question, why did they change up how they did vaccines for this? Why didn't they use the standard approach they've always used? You inject that into a person, dead or alive, and then all of a sudden they're making antibodies. Why haven't they done that? And there's a huge.
I'll tell you why. First of all, this is a virus. Yep. Viruses mutate. There's already 17 documented mutations of the COVID virus, so mm-hmm. it proves that the vaccine cannot work.
Yep.
The vaccine cannot work across the broad spectrum of mutations. Your own immune system can, though. You get general immunity against the cold mm-hmm. and flu vaccine, and it does because it's a broad-based immunity, not specific immunity.
Yes.
Vaccines, if they work at all, and that's still questionable, give you specific immunity to a very detailed threat.
We'll be right
now,
back. We'll be right back. More with Joel when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. I hope no matter what is going on, you can enjoy your Christmas and make sure you get over to Balance of Nature, balanceofnature.com. What a fantastic supplement that is. And when I found out a friend of mine has been taking it for 20 years, I didn't even know. And no wonder they're always in great health and feeling amazing. They said they wouldn't go without it. So make sure you get Balance of Nature. Put in my name, Kate, K-A-T-E is the code, and you can get 35% off and free shipping. And let me just tell you, it's so worth it. And get it for a friend or a family member that you care about, because Balance of Nature really is a fantastic product, hands down. Balanceofnature.com. I'm with Joel Skousen, editor at World Affairs Brief. You can actually email him at editor@worldaffairsbrief, and you can get a copy of this. It really is so worth it. Do it, because he gives you this analysis. And I wanted to hit on a couple of things, maybe dispel a couple of things, but let's talk about Rudy and Jenna Ellis. I had Jenna Ellis on my show. She came on about 3 weeks ago, in November. She came on right after the election. And you know, she had some tweets years back that she hated Trump. And I thought that was weird that she ended up as his lead legal team for this campaign. But I wanted to ask you what you thought about those two.
Well, I'm not impressed with any of the legal team of Donald Trump. First of all, Rudy Giuliani is deep state. Mm-hmm. And he's been sabotaging this legal effort, in my opinion. Rudy Giuliani, we know, is deep state because he was part of the 9/11 attack on the truth tellers part of the deep state. He covered up. He knew that his building was being taken down with explosives. He knew the New York World Trade other World Trade Centers were being taken down, and yet he refused to do anything about it.
Right.
He refused to tell the firefighters. So he's deep state. And the thing that's important to realize is that, you know, in all of these cases, I mean, even a sophomore in law school would know better than to, you know, file the kinds of cases and to make the kinds of appeals, which are just full of errors. Attorneys have talked about that. Jenna Ellis doesn't seem to have any really knowledge about, you know, how to do a real legal case.
Right.
And how these people got hired, you know, by Trump is just really something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think it's Rudy Giuliani. I mean, Trump is a sucker for anybody who's cute in terms of, you know, ladies. And so I think that's one of the things that allows Giuliani to get Trump to say okay to these people. And Trump does have his weaknesses about being flattered and about, you know, wanting to have cute girls around him and, in the White House.
And even the campaign manager, I talked about this yesterday, but even when they put him in June, because that event went south when all the, so, you know, liberals bought tickets and then they didn't have the crowd. When they put in this guy was behind the Bush-Cheney campaign and McCain campaigns. I mean, this guy is one heck of a little deep stater, and that ends up being his campaign manager.
Yeah.
For this election.
Really toxic. And so, they've got multiple ways to get rid of Donald Trump, and they're using every single one of them. So I'm sad to say, even though I think the nation would be better off, it's not going to solve the problem. Donald Trump doesn't know how to get rid of the deep state. It would be very difficult to do. You can't do it without the evidence, and the NSA won't give you the evidence.
Right, right. Yeah. And I mean, even and so, you know, we've talked about Radcliffe. We've talked about the people surrounding Trump. It's very telling because there's not a whole lot of action. What did you think about the Sidney Powell case? Where does that land right now? She was going to release
all
the Kraken.
Cases have been rejected, and she's gone to the Supreme Court with an emergency appeal based upon the Dominion voting data or the forensic analysis of the Dominion server.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, that's not going to go anywhere because it doesn't establish the quantity of fraud. It's very easy for a judge to dismiss what's going on if you don't certify this, how many votes have been flipped and how many votes have been lost or destroyed or dumped in the Biden category. And not one of the cases have done anything about the quantity of fraud and allowed the judges as well as everyone else to dismiss them.
Right. Well, it's looking a little bleak, isn't it? So what do you tell people about this upcoming year? What's your advice?
Well, I think you have to be prepared. Start now. You've got to be prepared to get out of the establishment.
Yeah.
You've got to get your kids out of public schools because they're going to require the vaccine. You've got to get them out. You've got to do home birth. You've got to stop going to hospital for birth because they're going to require, won't even get your baby back unless you allow it to be vaccinated.
Yeah.
So this is going to get very, very tyrannical. You're going to have to be prepared to leave your job if it's in a major corporation that's going to require the vaccine. If you're a government employee that requires, you know, the vaccine, you're going to have to be able to, you know, look elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So we're training our kids, for example, to be entrepreneurs.
Right.
And I'm talking about our grandkids, too, because, you know, you just got to be independent. You're going to be self-sufficient for food. You know, the grocery stores are just terrible about mandating masks, and it becomes a vaccine passport or a card that you have to show new things. You're going to have to become self-sufficient. Now, people say, oh, this is just impossible. I can't do that. I have to submit. Well, if you really knew how bad this vaccine was and things, you won't submit. And you'll, you know, we've got war coming in the latter part of this decade and other things. So there's a lot of bad stuff that's going to be happening. And I'm not going to, you know, I have people who complain, even my subscribers. Well, isn't there any good news? And I said, well, you know, unfortunately, if I continue to give you false hope, you won't prepare.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a very strong believer that people who would rather not prepare. It's expensive. It requires a lot of time and effort. And as long as you give them any hope at all that Trump is going to save, they won't prepare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In fact, this, one of the silver linings about Trump being defeated by this election fraud is it's going to energize conservatives. They're going to start to prepare. They're going to start to fight back.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to sit back anymore and expect Trump to save them.
Yeah. Yeah, sadly. Yeah, maybe it will. Maybe it'll get people realizing, because for the last 4 years, people really didn't do a whole lot of preparing for anything, did they? I noticed the industries, they just kind of, they got cobwebs a little bit.
Even yeah, even emergency essentials went out of business. Can you imagine the largest preparedness food storage food organization in the world went out of business because of Donald Trump being elected?
Right. When people say, well, where do I go? What can I do? I'm looking at property. Where do you tell people to go, Joel? What do you tell them to do?
Well, you know, it's a big subject. You know, strategic relocation is over 300 pages and color photos and everything, analysis of every state in the union and all the threats that you have. But here's my general advice. First mm-hmm. of all, you'll notice in the COVID regime, the restrictions were concentrated on high population density areas, the big cities. Those mm-hmm. are the ones in lockdown. Those are the ones that threaten people with arrest. Those are the ones where the mask mandates are heavily enforced. So you've got to get prepared to get out of the big cities. Population density is your biggest enemy, especially.
Mm-hmm. Whoop. Where'd you go?
And they're not going to be electricity for maybe a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to get self-sufficient anyway. So you might as well get out of the big cities, or at least have a retreat where you can mm-hmm. go to, you know, if you have to meet the big cities. And you need to be almost an hour away from the big cities in order to be out of foot traffic distance when people don't have any food. They're going to start fanning out and pillaging. And
yeah,
that's the sad fact.
Yeah.
Just like happened in Germany, you know, when they lost the war, the Russians were invading. The big cities emptied out, and people just had to flee to the countryside.
Yeah, that's so true. I know I do hear a lot of people say, I'm just going to go start looking for some property I can flee to, I can go to. Advice on that?
Well, you know, it's a complex subject, and it depends on each person's individual needs. Not, you know, the safest place in the United States is in the middle of the Nevada desert, where you're 4 hours away from any Walmart or Home Depot or any city.
Mm.
Now, you try doing a retreat where you have to drive 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You try living. You try having any kind of a lifestyle. You see,
very
it's
hard.
It's just not that simple. Safety isn't the only issue. It's your health. It's your climate. It's your wife and your children and private schooling or homeschooling or whatever you have, your access to food mm-hmm. and water and building materials.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very complex process, and so I believe in the happy medium. That mm-hmm. is, you've got to get far enough away from major metros to establish a retreat that mm-hmm. they can't walk to it.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be off the beaten path, so you don't want to be right on a major paved highway where refugees flowing down that highway run out of gas will be knocking on your door.
Right.
You want to get off the roads where you're not very visible.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have, if possible, a well or independent water supply. If you can't do that, you need a cistern.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have probably at least a half an acre for growing potential. And I prefer to have, you know, an acre or up to 5 acres if you can afford it. But it's very, very important to realize that you've got to be far enough away. I mean, if you're in a suburb,
mm-hmm.
you're trying to grow a garden during a famine,
mm-hmm.
those tomatoes are going to be picked clean and stolen
right.
before they're even ripe.
Mm.
There's no way to grow, you see, in a subdivision.
Right. Okay.
Well, unless you're in a subdivision of, you know, like-minded people, that's pretty hard to find.
That
because
it,
even
yeah.
in Utah, where mm-hmm. you and I live, mm-hmm. Where the Mormons predominate, very few Mormons really have a year's supply.
Yeah.
You know, most
yeah.
of them have, you know, 2 months or 3 months supply, but that's mm-hmm. not going to be enough.
Right.
And so that's the problem, is that people are not prepared. If
yep,
we have a just-in-time inventory system in this life, the stores are going to be emptied out with 3 to 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, self-sufficiency is really the only long-term answer, and I know it's not what people want to hear.
Right.
But becoming as self-sufficient as possible is really the way to go.
I do have a final question for you, and that is, there's a lot of talk about people saying, if this doesn't, if they get away with this steal, it was an obvious steal, then there'll be a civil war. People will react. What is your reaction to that?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
There has to be a big majority of people that have to be intruded upon by government and in order for there to be civil war. There just isn't that. Now, mm-hmm. it's true that there is BLM, Antifa, Marxists, and communists that are being funded by the globalists in order to create social unrest.
Mm-hmm.
But you notice how they turned that spigot off immediately when it started to look bad for Biden on the election?
Yeah.
They turned that spigot off so that those people right. went home and stopped rioting. So this is not a natural phenomenon. Besides, people never go to civil war when the majority are still fat, dumb, and happy and still have food on the table. It's only mm-hmm. when you really get severe problems. And the deep state is very, very good at keeping people relatively compliant.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that goes against that is this COVID thing. People are getting tired of this.
Yeah.
And I don't think they can keep this going too much longer past 2021 before people are going to start rebelling.
Yeah, I don't.
And that will be a good thing.
Yes, try to save their businesses. And do you see a lockdown January, February, March?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think they're going to try to continue. You know, this phony test that they use, this PCR test,
right.
with all its false positives, it's a perfect mm-hmm. recipe to keep these lockdowns going. And remember, there's a globalist agenda here. You keep people locked down so that they cry out for subsidies, and that's what everything is about, getting money from Congress, getting money, and they're turning everyone into beneficiaries of the welfare system, even free market people, because they feel like government did this to us, we deserve a bailout.
Mm-hmm.
And unbeknownst to us, we're going to get all kinds of bad laws put in those bailout bills in order to get the money,
yep.
including, it may be, take a vaccine in order to get your check from the government.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is what happened to the airline industry. This is why they became the Nazi of the sky, and they don't care about competition. The government got ownership.
Yeah, because the government's bailing them out now. Mm-hmm. So they don't have to worry about full planes anymore.
Yeah, it is truly amazing to watch. And so we're going to have some fight in us, and we're going to have to take our veggies, take our vegetables for sure, and eat our vegetables and
get,
be ready.
Get very healthy. Get
yes.
very healthy, because this isn't the only pandemic they're going to throw at us.
Yeah, for sure. And the next one might be real. And so you never know. That's
yeah,
why, you know,
that's right.
I've said
yeah.
that too on the air. Joel Skousen, thank you for joining me. And of course, go to worldaffairsbrief.com. You can actually email him at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, and you can get a copy of that. Any final words?
Well, everybody realized that if you really do what's right and prepare and live healthily, you're going to survive this. You're going to make it through. It's not going to be pretty, but you don't have to despair. There is hope.
Yeah, and I agree with you. There is a lot of hope. We have to be looking at that too, but be a realist about where we're at. I really appreciate you, Joel. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
Thanks. Bye-bye. And I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend ahead. Of course, get some Christmas cheer on and be faithful, be fearless. See you back here. I'll be live the first 2 days of the week next week. And so you must call in. You must join me. Anyway, everybody go to katedalyradio.com. Thanks so much.